Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Thursday morning, really following up on a great day in Philly sports yesterday. Really was. Goddard back with the Eagles, like stays with the Eagles. And the Phils get a win, and a really impressive win. And I hope a win maybe that energizes you. It certainly energized me. We'll get into both topics extensively today and do it with you on the phone lines, of course, at 215-592-9494. As we go around the world of Philly sports, I just want to check, John, that Sixers and Flyers did not win a playoff game yesterday, though, right? I just want to make sure, like, because there was good. I mean, that was a really good day. But, yeah, I don't think they played.
No,
good morning, buddy. How are you, pal?
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
George Washington refused
G-dubs.
To shake hands.
Germaphobe?
No, as president. This was one of those things he just had to sort of create the expectation, I guess. Like, how does anyone treat the president? He realized, everything that I do will create a tradition now everyone behind me will uphold. So what he used to do, he would hold these things called levees every so often where he would invite a whole bunch of important people. And he would speak to them, but he would stand up in front of the room in this black velvet suit.
Smart man.
And he hold a hat in his hand, a black velvet hat to prevent people from trying to shake his hand, even his best friends.
Yeah,
he's holding a sword in his other hand to prevent people from shaking my hand, G-dubs?
Seltzer, you think you're better than me?
Let me explain this to you.
Yes, Hammer!
When you visit me in about 25 years in the White House, James, you will bow.
Oh, yeah, right.
You will.
That's what they did with George Washington.
There's a word for this, and it's haughty.
At these levees. And, by the way, John Adams continued the tradition. They were bowing to John Adams as well. It wasn't until Thomas Jefferson was in the White House
that people started
actually shaking hands.
Well, I like that fact. I do. I also like what happened in Philly sports yesterday. Guys, let's hear from you. What a day. So Goddard, John, he's kept, which is just great news.
It makes us better.
Makes
the Eagles so much better as a running team, as a throwing team, as a balanced RPO offense, as a standard West Coast style offense. Yeah. He can do it all.
And he's been a good Eagle.
He stays healthy.
He's been a good, you like to retain the guys that are your own
for sure.
The whole career. So
for
look,
sure.
Who knows?
Great
playoff performer. Who knows where it goes in 2026 and beyond, right? I mean, I will say.
He's going to have to prove it.
And sure.
It's probably going to be that he plays somewhere else, and I think he's now aware of that
reality.
Maybe
not. Maybe not.
By the way, you've got a great opportunity to put it all out there this season. I think we're going to get the greatest Dallas Goedert we've ever seen.
The Eagles certainly got the best Josh Sweat, you know, on a 1-year prove it deal.
Yeah. So wait until you get the prove it Dallas Goedert.
So I'm psyched on that front and want to hear from you on Goedert. I can't imagine anybody's going to complain about that. But your enthusiasm, no, Dallas Goedert stays. And, you know, really, I think a tremendous job by Howie Roseman navigating this. This was not easy. You know, we don't know what he turned down. You know, what offers came the Eagles' way that he turned down? Don't know. I just know this. I love the resolution. And this is a situation a few weeks ago, a couple months ago, more people than not thought Goedert was gone. So credit to Howie for finding a way to get it done, and credit to Goedert for,
credit to both sides.
Yeah, both guys. Yeah. So
it's conceding a little bit.
It's a win.
For the betterment of
absolutely.
The team.
It's a real win. And we want to hear from you. I'm sure you're pumped up on the Goedert thing. 215-592-9494. Jalen and Saquon got to be psyched because he's a big part of what those guys do. All right, let's get to the Phils. So speaking of being pumped up, I got to tell you, John, that game last night, and then, you know, waking up this morning, it's the most excited I've been about the Phillies since the first week of the season. Like, I got legit bounce in my step. I mean, last night, the Phillies looked like a great baseball team. And, you know, I'm not going to come back around to where I was in the first week and in the month leading up to the season and declare them, quote, great right now. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to let them play into it more before I make that declarative, which perhaps I was too hasty to go to in March and early
rash.
April. Maybe a little rash. But you know what? They might be great, man. And they are, at the very least, really freaking good. You know, two things. The pitching, to me, you can just feel it stacking up. You just feel it. Like, you know there's another stud going today and tomorrow and the next day. Like, they're just, the starting pitching is stacking up. And Sanchez, obviously, last night was the best Phil. But, you know, Taiwan was an excellent Phil as well.
We told you, Richie and I, give the guy a chance.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you that I'm going to do cartwheels over what's going to happen in the next 5 months on Taiwan, but my eyes are open. And
elite reliever, Taiwan Walker.
I give him a ton of credit for the bounce back. A ton of credit.
And he does look better. Like,
but Taiwan is real. Yeah. It's not just that was a fluky thing. I think that was legitimately
Taiwan has
reinvented himself this year.
Yeah,
and
really,
you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just for a little bit. I don't care. Yeah. Let's just keep it going
for this season. I agree.
So if he can sustain that for this season, man, all we need for him to do is believe for this season. I think he can do that.
Well, we'll see, but I'm encouraged. But here's the other part of it. The bats. Guys, they're hitting. You know, I don't know if you know, the Phillies have now scored 7 or more runs in 7 of the last 10 games. 7 or more runs in 7 of the last 10 games. That's really impressive. So, like, you add it up, man. And I'm curious if this resonates with you, this statement. The most pumped up you've been since the first week. That's how I feel. Because it feels like even in the last 2 weeks when they started playing better, it wasn't pumped up for any of us. It was just hoping that they're stabilizing. I think they're stabilizing. They might be stabilizing. Now it's like, no, they've more than stabilized. Like, they've encouraged me to the point where I feel that energy of early April again and have tremendous bounce in my step with this baseball club. I'm curious if that resonates with you at 215-592-9494.
Well, I've had
John,
great
how do you
confidence
feel?
With this baseball club because they are very talented for a while. I've been very frustrated with them for most of this season.
That's true.
And now it feels like the talent is rising to the top, and I am adequately, I don't know, like, pleasantly entertained and surprised on a regular basis. Holy cow, this team is reminding me how good they can be. I keep thinking, man, they're doing this tapering thing, though. Like, I keep thinking this team in the back of their mind, they're trying to somehow save it so that they hit it like full speed when the playoffs arrive. And this is a challenge. They're holding back a little at times, and they're not exactly good at this. The whatever the pacing thing.
You know, maybe not. Because here's what I'll say to that, John. If Romano hadn't been so bad and Nola hadn't been so bad, they might have been winning at a big clip early.
Maybe
those
maybe.
Two guys were killing them.
Well, the bottom line is right now. Sanchi just, I call him Sanchi because I hear Topper say that.
He deserves the
I like giving him the authentic treatment. Right. Sanchi.
Sure.
He just one hit the Rays, and then Taiwan Walker came in and had three innings, and he one hit the Rays. Taiwan Walker came in and 1-2-3 mowed him down, 1-2-3 mowed him down, and then it's the ninth inning, and you're like, holy cow, it's still Taiwan Walker?
Yeah.
And he ended up one-hitting the Rays, too. So anything can happen. Miracles can occur. And by the way, you can get bullpen help where and when you least expect it, apparently. That's pretty cool to see.
It is.
Because we still are worried about the bullpen.
Yeah, they're not out of the woods there. They're not.
We're not out of the woods. Yeah. They have to keep adding. But by the way, maybe it'll be unconventionally adding. I like what I saw last night, but the biggest factor that gives me great confidence that this team is nowhere close to the peak performance that we're going to see is Bryce Harper hasn't started playing good baseball yet. Bryce Harper last night, what did he do? He gave us...
Well, the double was a big hit.
Yeah, that was big.
He's going to start hitting with power.
That was the game's over moment.
He's going to start hitting clutch when it matters. But last night, he ripped that... it was a two-run double part of the team's five-run...
Yeah.
Fourth inning.
Yeah.
And so that helped put it out of reach. But he hasn't been doing the Bryce Harper stuff.
He hasn't
been playing the clutch baseball. He hasn't been hitting with power. What happened last night? Trey Turner. Tiny Trey goes yard. What happens if Trey starts hitting with power?
You know what's stunning, John?
Alec Boehm hit
finally
a home
over,
run two
slugging
nights
ahead
ago.
Of the OBP
since, first
last
time
night?
Since 9/2024.
I know, John. Well, the thing about Trey hitting that homer last night that really borderline rocked my world when you hear it's his second homer of the year. It's like,
I know,
holy
wasn't that
hell.
Amazing?
That means he was on pace going into the game for six for the season.
Dude, last night is the first time his slugging percentage passed his on-base percentage. For real.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, James, are you pumped up?
I mean, I'm getting pumped up.
You gotta be feeling this, right?
Yeah, no, they're playing better baseball. The trade thing is huge. I mean, he is batting .307. I hate the singles hitter stuff, but you know what? I'd rather have a .307 singles hitter who maybe will take it out of the park once in a while than the guy we've seen the last couple of years. So I think it's a step forward. I feel better about the team. There are still concerns. The bullpen still concerns me moving forward. I want to see more consistency offensively over the course of a long stretch. I'd love to see him sweep today. You know what I mean? Like, they've been doing the 2-3 thing. It's like, all right, we're going to win the first two, and then
we'll
kind of take the foot off the pedal. Like, I want to see this team sweep today.
Yes.
But, look, I think you can't sit here this morning and not feel better about how they're playing.
I'm impressed. Matter of fact, I'm highly impressed. And I'm encouraged, and I'm enthused. I just thought it was a great day in Philly sports. You keep Goddard. You get a Phil's win to me that felt like the best they've played since the first week of the season. Like, I thought it was a great day, man. 2-1-5.
Do you feel like the stars are aligning, Joe?
I think...
Yesterday was like the dawn of a new, I don't know.
Here's what I'll say. Yesterday, the Phillies reminded me of when the Phillies were kicking ass in the first 2 months last year. That's what it reminded me of. Great pitching, terrific hitting. I mean, Trey even made a play to his right on defense. I almost fell out of my chair. That never happens. I thought it was just a really... I mean, I'm starting to come around on trust in Rojas. I'm starting to come around on trust in Taiwan.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, you talk about nuts. Taiwan and Rojas? You freaking kidding me? I'm impressed, man.
2-1. Swung on, blasted. Left field and deep. Going back and looking up is Morel, and that is gone. And Trey Turner unloads and gives the Phillies a 1-0 lead. His second home run of the season.
Well, it is amazing that it was only a second homer of the year, that he was on pace entering last night for 6 homers on the season. That's incredible. With that said, he's got that on-base percentage now up to .375. That's impactful.
And he's batting .307.
Yeah.
Like, he's batting .307.
And he's walking more than he used to. So he's, you know.
Stole
he's,
a couple bases in game one, you know.
He's doing more than I
he
think.
He made a good defensive play last night, too.
He did.
That was a really nice play.
It was. Thing is cool. Hey, Rojas also stealing bases. Rojas
batting
also
303.
Getting on.
Yeah.
Batting over .300. Getting on with just consistency.
Right.
I keep expecting that it's going to take a nosedive because this must be a fluke because it's Rojas. Man, he's done a lot of work something.
Him and Taiwan
or
both.
A lot of prayers.
I'm starting to get to the point when he comes to the plate where I don't expect bad things.
Yeah, it wasn't just an out in the past. You expected feebleness.
That's
in the
what
past.
I mean. Like, he could get a hit for us here. No, like, I actually feel that.
I know.
It's like he wasn't well versed in the baseball etiquette or rules.
Well, I thought he made a nice
to expect.
Yeah, I thought he had a great read last night. He was on second base. I forget which batter it was, but one of the hits to center
totally,
field.
Totally, Joe. Like, I was a little nervous.
He had a great read. Coming around. He got a great jump off second base. A lot of people would have had to stop at third. He got the jump on it.
And it wasn't even close.
No, and that's an instinctual play. Let's go to the phone. So are you pumped up? I mean, I'm serious. Are you pumped up on the Phils? I mean, honest to God, guys, as recently like 4 days ago, people were in the dumps.
I was saying they're just not good enough, you know, 4 days ago.
Now, can I just ask the question? Because I was not doing the show on Friday. Is it true that you guys like buried the Phillies on Friday?
Yes.
Yeah.
They deserved it.
So when I'm not here, like, that's how lame-o the show goes.
Oh,
you guys bury
did you
a team,
watch the game the night before?
You guys bury a team.
Did
now,
you watch the ball go through people's legs?
All in!
No, I didn't say I'm all in. I said I'm feeling good.
All right, let's
we
go
buried
to
you feeling too, all right.
I'm sure you did. I'm
and
sure.
deserved it.
All right, let's rock a lot of calls. Goddard's also a bird. He was never not. But we thought he wouldn't be, and it's great that he is. Let's go to the phones. Kenny in East Oak Lane. What's going on, Ken? How are you, pal? Oh, Kenny.
Kenny!
Yeah, can you hear
me? There he
is. We got you, pal. Go ahead, Kenny.
All right, there we go. Long time no hear, guys. I hope everybody's good.
We're good, bud.
So, how could you not be excited that Dallas Goedert is back? Like, come on,
man. Awesome.
Like,
yeah.
Listen, yeah, and I did not think he was coming back from how he was talking and everything. He was doing
he was past tense.
I'm like, no.
Yeah, Goedert was. Man. Thank you for everything you did for the Eagles organization. Sayonara, Dallas Goedert.
Well, Kenny, so yesterday when I referenced it, I think Howie deserves credit, and the guys around me here kind of were like, yeah, I don't know about that as much as I was saying.
No, we said not. Hold on.
No, you hold on. Part of what my point was, I think there was a strategy that Howie, Lurie, and Sirianni took public with the past tense. with the "we really will move on from him." I think it was strategic, and I think they deserve credit for landing the plane the
we
way they did.
We didn't say they didn't deserve credit. Yeah, we said it wasn't a masterclass. You said it was
a masterclass. No, I did not say it was a masterclass.
It was something like that.
But you guys thought I was too far with it. And I'm telling you,
I think there was a lot of luck involved in this. I think in their mind, Dallas Goedert was gone, and it played out where he ended up staying.
I'm telling
That's what
you,
I think.
I know you do. I think Howie deserves Howie deserves more credit than James has given him. He did a great job on this one.
Dallas deserves a lot of credit, too.
Well, Dallas
Goedert, he never spoke publicly.
No, he did not. That's right.
I mean, you
You're
know,
right.
a lot of players in this situation,
for sure,
they're chirping, and he never did.
For sure. Go ahead, Kenny.
He's a class act and a hell of a football player.
I think the Eagles knew what kind of player they were dealing with. They knew that it was unlikely he would talk.
Act out, yeah. I agree with that.
He's a good guy.
I totally agree with that.
I hope they did not take advantage of him too much. It feels like this was a compromise from both
sides.
Look,
$10 million is a good chunk of money, man. That's a solid...
still taking a lot less than the $14 million he was due.
I know, but it's
He's taking $4 million... over $4 million less than what he was owed. He signed up for. On paper, contractually bound to receive $14.55 million or whatever it was.
But in a non-guaranteed sense. I know.
He's taking $10 million instead.
Yeah.
So it is a compromise, in my mind, a massive, holy cow, compromise on Dallas Goedert's side. I hope the Eagles compromise something commensurate.
I think they did, man. I do. All right, Kenny, what do you got on the Phils?
Incentive laden, right? It's an incentive laden deal, right?
Well, a little bit, $1 million. What do you got on the Phillies, Kenny?
So, I mean, this is Phillies baseball. We've come to know for the past 5 years. It's like you ride the roller coaster, you hate them, you love them. They play exciting baseball, they become the gold standard. And at the end of the season, they just stop, like all the bats go silent, and it just, you flick the lights off and it's over. I don't want that to happen this year. I want them to.
They don't want that to happen either.
No.
I think everything they're doing right now is geared toward preventing that from happening. And so they're looking at everything with these new eyes that are, how do we take that and apply it and make it so that it helps us to be better when it matters most? And that's October.
I think one of the things they're trying to do, because there's not much you can really do to, like, how can you really prepare for October full-fledged in May or April or March? But here are two things I think we're seeing them doing a bit different. I do think they're trying to play more small ball. I do. And I think that over 6 months, they can develop traits that if they're not slugging well in October, they can lean on some of the small ball stuff. That's one. The other is I do think they're making a concerted effort to run more. I mean, we have seen strategically the more double steals. We didn't see one last night, but, like, I don't remember the double steal thing last year. Not much. Not at all, really. And so, like, they are...
I don't remember stealing much at all.
They did.
Last year.
They did not.
It's crazy around the bases this year by comparison.
I think that's all about if my team is in a 3-2 game in October. Like, a game trending to 3-2. It's 1-1. It's the sixth inning. I'm not slugging. I got to find a way to get to the 3 instead of get to the 2. How can I do that if Castellanos doesn't hit the homers? Trey can get on base and can freaking steal a bag. And I think they're leaning in that. And I appreciate that. Neil in Northeast Philly. Neil, good morning.
Yeah, I want to talk about unbelievable happening in basketball. Boy. About the Knicks with the tandem of Villanova players, Brunson, Hart, and Mikal Bridges, beating the Celtics after two 20-point leads the Celtics had.
Remarkable.
Never been done before, Joe.
Yeah. Boy, I mean, I'll tell you.
Tough-minded, Neil.
The Sixers made a colossal mistake not signing Bridges. And his mom worked with the Sixers. Yeah. That was a colossal draft pick.
How about the fact, Neil, the guy they traded him for was like a 6'4" guy?
Zaire
who...
Smith.
Never played, right?
I think he might have got a couple games, a cup of coffee,
as they say.
But, I mean, what a...
Well, remember he almost died? He had, like, the peanut allergy thing or whatever, and then all of a sudden he lost all the weight, and it was just a mess from the
jump.
And
the extra draft pick that they got, because remember, they went from 10 to 20, picked up a 1. That's the pick they flipped for Tobias Harris.
Yeah, so it's just... I mean,
it's just
Mikal Bridges.
It's really impressive what the Knicks are doing. Look, Neil, obviously this series is close. Now the Knicks are up 2-0, but the games have been close. Tell you what, the games have been really entertaining. This has been a great NBA playoff.
For how bad the season was, the playoffs have been the exact opposite.
Correct.
Yeah, Oklahoma getting 87 points in the first half and shutting down Joker. And Indiana, you know, like pulling out games over Cleveland. I mean, the NBA playoffs this year are definitely watchable material,
yep.
No doubt about
well,
that.
Well, Knicks-Pacers Eastern Conference Finals, maybe?
Wow.
Well,
I mean, they're both up 2-0, I'm just saying.
They're bringing out Starks and Reggie Miller.
You know?
Have them duke it out again.
Long set and the pitch. Swung on, line to left center field, a base hit towards the alley, and it's rolling all the way to the track. In to score is Stott. Turner coming around third. He's being waved home. The relay is not in time. A two-run double for Bryce Harper, and the Phillies breaking it wide open. They lead it 6-0 here in the fourth.
That's a big hit. There's still a long way to go, you know, fourth inning. Still got five innings to go, but really six innings to pitch. But you kind of knew at that point, you know, Phillies aren't losing this game.
What a nice one, huh?
You got Christopher Sanchez on the mound. You got all those runs. And that was a fun inning. That was one of the more fun innings, frankly, this year. Hey, life advice with the Hammer today at 9:15. So Facebook, Twitter, and the text line, three ways you can get involved with the show in addition to the regular phone lines. What do you need help with in life? I'll get you some good advice around 9:15. Get to Seltzer, paint a scenario. He'll throw it at me. Let me give you some early life advice right now. Get yourself involved with the Phillies Fantastic Auction. This is a great initiative. It really is. Phillies, you know, on an annual basis, raising money for great causes. And this year it's the ALS, United Mid-Atlantic Charity, as well as Phillies Charities. And this is really cool. You can see all these items, by the way, at Phillies.com/Fantastic Auction. Phillies.com/Fantastic Auction. 68 different items. 68. All these cool experiences, all this great stuff. Here's the one that relates to our show. And we would love for you to bid and try to, you know, bid generously. And let's try to get this as high as possible and raise some good money for the charity. So what our show is going to be involved in conjunction with the Phillies is a VIP Citizens Bank Park Day. With you having all sorts of opportunities. It will include you and three guests, so four total tickets to the game. You get to bring three people, you and three others. You're going to get, before the game, a behind-the-scenes tour at Citizens Bank Park. You get to head down to the field and watch batting practice from right behind home plate. We're going to have dinner together. So we're going to have dinner, us as a show, with your group at the CP Rankin Club. And then your tickets for the game will be in the front row on the field level. You know, most people have never.
That's pretty cool.
Most people have never had front row tickets. I mean, let's be real. I mean, front row tickets. I think I did that one time at a Sixers game and one time at a Phillies game.
I've never done it at a Sixers game. I've done it twice at a Phillies game.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's really cool. So you get all that.
Can we try to climb the wall over in the kid? Can we play some baseball over
the yard you're talking about? Going out to the yard.
That wall, the climbing wall, is pretty awesome, too. And I don't know if that's for adults.
That's for me versus Fritz.
DeCamera's a big wiffle ball. I've seen DeCamera smack some wiffle balls around before.
Have you seen Schwarber over there at the wiffle ball? Like, he only uses his offhand.
Well, that is the move with wiffle ball. You don't want to go.
It?
Yeah, people swing too hard with wiffle ball.
Sometimes.
The key is to kind of glide through
sometimes.
It a little
it
bit.
It looks pretty cool when Schwarber does
it's
it.
It's a cool field out there. But here's the deal. This is a great thing. You know, raise money for
it
charity.
It sounds so much fun.
By the way, you also.
This is a party,
it
Joe.
Is a party. Here's the other thing you get. You get an autographed baseball from one member of the current Phils. And most people would probably choose Bryce. Right.
Thank God it's not from our show, right? It
correct.
Was like, yeah, I was like, that doesn't sound
right.
exciting.
I mean,
yeah.
the Bryce Harper
Bryce,
autograph
that sounds
alone.
Really cool,
I mean,
man.
I would put it at a 75% chance that whoever gets this can choose Bryce Harper.
You're going to have a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Zach.
Maybe Zach.
But probably Bryce.
It's your choice.
Kyle.
All right. So, yeah, Schwarber is another one.
Schwarber.
So, bottom line is this.
Taiwan, I mean, he's been dealing.
Yeah, he has been. This item and all the items available at Phillies.com/Fantastic Auction. Please bid. Try to be, you know, as generous as you can. This goes on till May 18th.
So we hang out at the park and do all the coolest stuff you can do at the park.
Yeah.
While getting the fancy, I mean, the food, the cuisine.
Right. And you get to see Seltzer's ridiculous haircuts, you know, whenever whichever one he comes to the table that time.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you have a real obsession with
that. Well, I'm just saying.
They can look on YouTube and see that my hair looks incredibly normal right now.
You never know by the time this game happens. By the way, this is a game mutually agreed upon sort of date, so it could be any day. I mean, we'll figure out when it is, but you don't have to worry about, you know, I think I'm on vacation that day. No, there is no that day yet. We'll pick it together. So run wild with this, and let's have some fun. We hope to meet you. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Talk to Ben right now.
Jimmy's hair looks good, by the way.
How you guys doing?
Very normal
What's
hair.
Up, Ben? Ben, is that why your name is Benergy?
Yep.
Yes, it is. Listen, I'm so excited for Dallas Garter to be extended today. It's going to be great. Listen, today we're doing a fundraiser for the Eagles Autism Challenge at the Eagle Diner on Street Road in Warminster.
Very nice.
And we're actually giving away a Dallas Garter jersey. Isn't that crazy?
It's a little
ironic.
What are
the odds? That's timing right there.
That is, unless you just made the adjustment because he's still around.
No, I did not.
Change it to a Garter jersey.
Or you thought he was about to be gone and you were trying to dump the jersey before.
No.
You were a dirty dog. You were a dirty dog, Ben. Dirty freaking dog. You're like that guy when you go to the restaurant and shrimp tonight. It's shrimp is the special. Meanwhile, the guy's got like loads of shrimp in the back. He hasn't been able to sell. He's trying to get rid of it all.
Right. Joe, let me tell you something. That's most specials at most restaurants. Just so you know, as someone who's worked in many restaurants.
All right, Ben, talk to us.
You know what they have at the Eagle Diner? They have the best salad bar. They have the best food. And Swoop and the cheerleaders will be here at 9:15 this morning if you want to come by. Come.
Ben, are you an owner at this place? Because now it's starting to feel a little icky here. It feels like you're trying to use us.
No. We're just doing a fundraiser for the Eagles Autism.
Oh, okay. Well, no, that's legit, then. That gets the pass. All right. Good stuff, Ben. Good call, buddy. Appreciate it very much. You know, the Goddard thing, let's listen to Elliot talking yesterday about Goddard because it was great news. And, you know, soon after it happened, you know, Midday Show broke the news not long after our program ended yesterday. That Goddard, when I say broke the news, it was broken on a national level. Well, I think it was McLean and Field
McLean
Yates.
McLean had it first.
Yeah, it was all kind of at the same time. They all popped. Garofolo was right in there.
But the point is, the news developed during the midday show, and Elliot popped on with those guys to talk about it. Here's Elliot's perspective on what it means.
It's a massive win for the Eagles. It's a win for Dallas Goddard. The money, Field Yates of ESPN is reporting, he gets $10 million. He was due $14 million, so look, $4 million less. I'm not going to completely dismiss that, but there were times this offseason where I thought he was maybe going to lose way more than that. So the fact that he ends up with $10 million, he gets to stay in Philadelphia. He doesn't have to uproot his life, go to another team, learn a new playbook. So I think it's a win for him as well. But I would say my main takeaway from this is I feel like so much of this offseason, we've talked about all the moves they've made. The year 2026 is talked about a lot, right? Like, here's why they traded Chauncey, because they have to sign guys in 2026. Like, Jahad Campbell might be injured to start the year, but, you know, this is about the future. Dallas Goedert, to me, is the first move this offseason that is strictly about 2025 and making sure they're good this year. So I think it's a move fans should be really excited about.
I think it's a good point by Elliot, with one exception. Bumping up Saquon was all about having a happy Saquon.
Yeah, no doubt. No, you're right, Joe. Right, without a doubt. Right, like that, you can't. That's not for the future. Definitively.
Yeah, but Elliot's broad point is on point. Because, and listen, I'm so psyched, man. I mean, I thought it was a great day.
It's the happiest I've been all Eagles offseason.
You get Sanchez pitching great yesterday. Taiwan pitches great. Phil's put up a 7 spot. Eagles keep Goddard. What a day. You can react to it all at 215-592-9494.
And is that cutter from Taiwan, is it better now that he's coming out of the bullpen? Like, is it?
Oh, who knows? It's just one outing. It's one outing.
I don't know. Yeah.
He looked good last night, but it's one outing. I don't think we can project.
He looked pretty good as a starter.
He looked better this year as a starter. But I'm told that a guy coming out of the bullpen, he can put more into each pitch. Did you see that last night? Did you see him?
I didn't notice it, but it's
more
possible.
Dangerous.
Look, it's possible. You don't have to conserve yourself. Let's put it that way.
Yeah,
possible.
Right. He ended up going 3 innings.
Yeah, but it's not 6.
He really stretched.
Yeah,
it out.
I mean, is it
a lot less than what he would normally be accustomed to?
Possible.
Was he able to pack more effort into each throw?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer, but it's an interesting theory. By the way, when you call in today on all this at 215-592-9494, your chance to win a pair of tickets to Metallica. We've been giving these tickets away all week. Concert coming up May 25th at the Link. John's buddies Metallica with tickets incredibly still on sale at Ticketmaster.com for the May 25th concert, Metallica's M72 World Tour. By the way, John, are you going to be on stage with Metallica, see them before or after the show, or get them on our show?
I don't know.
Have the wheels been in motion of any of these possibilities?
No.
Should we get the wheels in motion for? And let me answer this question.
Yes! Oh yes!
Now, which is most possible? Let me give you the three choices. You hang out with them side stage. Mm-hmm. You get on stage, or you get one of them to call into the show. Which is most?
A.
Side stage. Makes sense. Yeah. Doesn't break their routine, but they give you a couple comps at the door and come on down.
When
now, would you be more inclined to take your kids or here, Seltzer, Rhea, DeCameron, Caney?
When they were last
How about
year,
that? Who should he take?
I went with Joe,
okay.
My son.
Yeah, I'm a little offended.
Yeah.
A little offended.
Why? And it was just me and Joe, and by the time it was like 10:30 at night, he wanted to leave.
Oh, God, that's a massive disappointment.
You did take the wrong Joe.
Yeah.
Well, you think you would be like
dude,
a Metallica concert? You're a big Metallica concert guy?
I'd be crowd surfing.
Yeah, I could see that.
I'd be freaking crowd surfing. Sure. All right?
Joe would want to leave at like 8:30. He'd be like, oh, man, can we get out of here? Come on.
All right, all jokes aside, but I hope you get there again, John. That's great stuff. Let's give everyone the shot to win Metallica tickets. Here's how you can. So back on this day, years back, the movie Deep Impact came out. And we're going to ask you today a question I don't think we've ever asked before.
I love Deep Impact.
You do?
Big fan? I love these
movies. I haven't seen it since then.
I love Armageddon. Yeah. I love Deep Armageddon. Impact. I thought they were cheesy.
All similar in nature.
Also excellent.
Yeah, they had that all the whole the world's coming to an end sort of thing and within the world saved. It's deep. I mean, we all might die, but we don't. Give us an answer today at 215-592-9494. In addition to everything with the Eagles, with Goddard and the Phils, with an excellent surge here in the month of May, who or what's deep? It is big answers, man. I'm going to go deep. I'm going to go dark. I'm going to go heavy right out of the gate. But a very important movie, one of the greats of all time. Schindler's List was deep, man.
It was.
That was a freaking deep movie. So, I mean, honest to God, it's as deep a movie as I've ever seen. Jeez. I'm sure there's some that are like on the same level, on a similar type of topic. But I certainly can't tell you I've ever seen a movie that's deeper. That was deep. John Ritchie, give me an answer here for Metallica tickets. Who or what is deep?
I can't tell you how creepy I feel taking going from Schindler's List.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going in a similar vein as you,
okay,
I think.
This is not really deep. This is tongue-in-cheek deep.
Fair enough. This is
the deep from The Boys.
The Boys.
The show, The Boys,
okay.
The deep.
The
Chase Crawford's character. He's a superhero like Aquaman. Called The Deep. He is the least deep person or thing you can imagine.
There are different ways to answer this question. Yeah. Seltzer, how do you answer it? Who or what's deep?
My belly button.
Oh, that's a shame.
Got a deep belly button. Why is that a shame? I just got a deep belly button. It's not the end of the
meaning
world.
Meaning you can, like, see in it?
Oh, meaning, like, you know, it's just a deep belly button. You've never stuck your finger in your belly button before in your life?
No.
You've never heard of, like, a deeper belly button?
Excuse me?
Really?
It's not
that crazy.
Personally.
You've never stuck your finger in your belly button.
I have gotten a little bit of lint out of there.
Of course, that's the point. Yes, I have a deep belly button.
Stuck it in there.
No, I have.
I have a deep belly button. It goes further.
Is it cavernous?
It's a little
like
cavernous.
A freaking cave.
I don't think mine allows that.
It probably gets like that much of my finger in.
It's disgusting.
Oh my! Wow, I've never tried that.
Something like that.
Whoa.
Pretty deep belly button.
That's your whole index finger.
No, not my whole index finger. Like this much. Like the just the tip, Joe, as you would say.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what to do with this guy. Give us a great answer. That's pretty good, James. Give us a great answer for Metallica tickets. Who or what is deep? If you want to go to cavernous parts of your body, and I will say this, I'm not
Please
making it
don't.
Up. No, now that we're here, I'm going there.
No. I went there. Go there.
A
Joe,
buddy
you
of
stick
mine,
your foot in your
no,
mouth.
No,
like,
no.
You actually stick your toes into your mouth and chew on your toenails.
Yeah, but wait till I tell you what I'm about to tell you.
So how can you say that's gross?
Here's why I got turned on to the bidet. I have a friend who has been using a bidet for about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years because he's got a girlfriend. Not making this up. She says she has a cavernous... Like, without the water going in there, it's hard for her to Spelunk.
Oh, my God.
No, no, no. Just being honest.
That's I can't believe he told you that.
She told me.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. She told me. She told me. So some things are deep. Some things are hard to get to.
I did at the event I was at last night. I got a high recommendation for a bidet.
James,
this guy, the Captain Adelko, they call him, he was like, you have no idea. It's the greatest thing that I've ever owned. He loved it.
Any of you guys are welcome to my apartment anytime. Because I'm telling you, as soon as you use you'll never want to use something else. Rhea, who or what
I have used one.
Well, and?
I don't have one in my house.
Well, you don't have the type I have. If you had the type I have, you would use it. Rhea, who or what's deep?
Deep state.
Deep state.
I was going to go there easy. Very easy.
Rhea, what do you make of the last 3 to 4 minutes? Would Angelo be proud or disgusted?
Oh, he'd be proud. He'd love to talk about body functions. He'd be very proud.
Like Angelo would just say stuff sometimes. Yeah. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
All right, so look, 215-592-9494. Who or what is deep? Rhea, you pumped up on the Phillies?
I really enjoyed that game last night. I enjoyed it because, you know, I was a little bit more in on Johan, but, you know, it was hard to be at the beginning of the season.
It was a nice bunt.
No, it really was. And, you know, his running, God, he's just so fast. It's ridiculous. Yeah. And I loved what Taiwan, I gotta be impressed with the guy who, you know, he pitched really well. And they're like, oh, Ranger's back. You're in the bullpen. And he handled it like a pro.
He did.
And, you know, I saw his post-game stuff. He was just like, hey, I'm just here to be ready, be watching the game.
What I was struck by, Rhea?
What?
Taiwan doing that last night on Brandon Graham week here on WIP. Miracles are possible. I mean, BG had a turnaround that one saw coming. And
he did.
And I think 12 years from now, we're going to have Taiwan Walker Day here on WIP.
I'm not so sure about that either.
I'm just stretching it a little bit. No, it was very encouraging. All right, let's also get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Poll question, who would you rather see win their series? Obviously, the Knicks are currently up 2-0, but who would you rather see win the series? They are two classic Sixers rivals. Celtics or Knicks? Who would you rather see win that series?
Man, this answer is so easy.
It was easy for
Knicks,
me.
Doesn't it feel easy?
It's easy for me, but some
for
people
us, like who but, watched Villanova.
Yeah, but the Knicks knocked the Sixers out last year.
I understand that, but it's still a group of guys that we watched. You know,
well, you
got to
remember,
young
John. A lot of people out there, St. Joe's fans, Temple fans, not necessarily getting down with the Nova thing.
I understand,
especially St. Joe's, really, right?
St. Joe's is way more
those
than Temple,
but they like the J teams more than the Raleigh teams.
Yes,
because Jay didn't break up the Big Five.
Yes, that's, no, we blame a lot of people for that, but not Jay.
Hard
but,
to hate Jay, man.
I know.
You know, it's just hard to hate the guy.
I
as
know.
A Temple guy, it's like
I know.
I despise the Celtics so much. It's very like I'm not really rooting for either one, but I have immensely enjoyed them blowing 220-point leads, and they have shot 100 threes.
Yeah, it's wild.
They've made 25.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe try it too.
But here's the crazy thing. They've lost each game by 1 point.
Yeah.
Like they've missed that many threes. Yeah. That's the math, and that's what sucks.
That is true. Yeah.
They have missed that many threes, and they barely lost each game.